My name is Bob Kohler. This piece is called The Sandman. Baby asleep in my arms, his soft cheek pressed into my shoulder. I hover at the crib and delicately peel him off me. How long it's been since I was a sleeping infant's bed of flesh. I'd forgotten the fragility of such a moment. Can I sit him down without waking? What a night, playing great Uncle Bob, being part of the Saturday night babysitting team for seven-month-old Jackson. I was flooded with memories of strained veal and ticklish tummies, of wondrous grins, wobbly steps, sudden spills, big tears, piggy goes to market, and Miss Lucy called the doctor, Miss Lucy called the nurse. Mostly, I remembered a me I haven't known for a dozen years, the passionate parent, indefatigable at peekaboo, fearless with a storybook, meeting the energy of babyhood right there on the living room floor. Kiddie books aren't for the timid. They're to be sung at the top of the lungs. Miss Lucy called the lady with the alligator purse. I remembered with a pang when my voice, when parenting itself, needed only to be enthusiastic. At one point, Jackson stood at the coffee table in pre-perambulatory cruise mode, looking around for new worlds to conquer. I scooched beneath the table on my back and lay there looking up at his baby fat knees, wondering how long it would take him to notice me. When he figured out where I was, he dropped to the floor in glee, as though the world had never seen antics so funny. "Babies," I exclaimed, "are God's antidote to teenagers." It was the cry of a dad aching for the good old days. Though, phew, a few hours into this adventure, the three grown-ups in the room were starting to wilt, and Jackson's ego began disintegrating. We softened our voices, rounded the edges of our merriment, and slowly he drifted off to sleep. My sister, the grandma, carried him upstairs. Success! Except she seemed to be up there an awfully long time. After about 45 minutes, she reappeared, carrying Jackson, who was wearing a fresh pair of pajamas and an "I'm back" grin that was a little too wide. And thus began the second, slightly more desperate phase of my evening of babysitting and remembering. Oh yeah, there's this other aspect to babies. They stay awake, even when it's clearly time for beddy-bye. The tireder they get, the more they ratchet up. And soon enough, Jackson's grin collapsed into wailing frustration. I've got to earn my great uncle stripes now, I decided, and hefted him up, rocked him, tried to find the precise vibration that would calm him. And then we began singing, more earnestly than before. Everyone's peace was at stake. I give the assist here to Alan Sherman, the outrageously comic songwriter of my own teenage years. Sue and I, it turns out, still know an entire album of his by heart. I'm not sure why this is what we chose to sing, but it worked. By the time we got to "Don't Buy the Liverwurst," Jackson's head was plop against my shoulder. He was out. And suddenly it occurred to me that among the ultimately discarded roles of parenthood, Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, that of Sandman may be the most rewarding of all. I held him and reflected on my other child, the 15-year-old, and felt stirred by life's long rhythms. With a baby, all your energy is spent on building a bond. Sleep's brief separation is a break in that bond. But in adolescence, there's only separation. Well, no, the bond is there, I realized. It shows itself in brief flickers of need. On September 11th, Allison called me from school to ask, in tears, "Are we at war, Dad?" And just a few days ago at dinner, that same checking in, that same groping for my perspective. What exactly is Enron all about? And suddenly there I was, feeding her politics, feeding her the world, though not the strained veal version. I didn't dare. A teen's attention is warily offered. Holding it is as touch and go as retreating from a sleeping baby. I had to speak with frankness and clarity. But she listened, and I understood that I was still capable of nurturing her. I set Jackson in his crib and backed away. His sleep was perfectly sound now, a jewel to savor. Easy, easy, easy.